There are even more hostages than first thought. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, all being held captive in Gaza.
203 families have been notified that their loved ones are being held by Hamas and smaller factions inside Gaza. We've been talking with intelligence sources who indicate there are conversations going on behind the scenes to try and get some of those hostages out before the Israeli ground operation moves forward.
Fox's Trey Inks near the border reports Israeli airstrikes killed two more Hamas leaders overnight as the terrorists keep firing back on day 13 of Israel's war against Hamas.
Moments ago, there were air raid sirens sounding in the city of Tel Aviv, Israel's second largest city, sending hundreds of thousands of people to bomb shelters.
Israel's also been hit by rockets from militants in Lebanon, where the U.S. Embassy is urging Americans there to get out as soon as possible. The day after his trip to Israel, President Biden will address the nation from the Oval Office at 8 o'clock Eastern tonight. On his way home on Air Force One, he said Israel has allowed Egypt to send humanitarian aid to Gaza.
If Hamas confiscates it or doesn't let it get through, or just confiscates it, then it's going to end, because we're not going to be sending any humanitarian aid to Hamas.
Now, they want to help the million-plus Palestinian civilians who fled their homes in the war with food and fuel in low supply. Nearly 3,500 have been killed. Jim Jordan could try for a third day in a row to be elected House Speaker, though 22 of his fellow Republicans refused to back him in the second attempt.
Several lawmakers are now openly pitching the idea of giving the Speaker pro tem, North Carolina Republican Patrick McHenry, expanded authority to allow the House to vote on resolutions and bills. It's a move that would likely require buy-in from a significant number of Democrats along with Republicans to end what has been now more than 2 weeks without a speaker.
Fox's Jared Halpern. We just got an update on unemployment. First-time jobless claims fell last week to 198,000. That's the fewest since mid-January. America's listening to Fox News.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Hey, you're up next.
Ugh, my throat hurts so bad. There's no way I can sing tonight.
Here, try these.
Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Yeah, Vicks VapoCool Drops has maximum strength menthol with a rush of Vicks Vapors.
Ooh, I can already feel it.
I told you. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Please welcome to the stage.
Vaporize sore throat pain fast with Vicks VapoCool Drops.
While the U.S. puts a lot of focus on supporting Israel in the war against Hamas, Russia keeps bombarding Ukraine with a little help from one of its friends.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is in the North Korean capital, Pyongyang. He thanked his host for backing Russia's military actions in Ukraine and promised complete support and solidarity in return. Lavrov's also reported to have accused the U.S. and its allies of unleashing a war against Russia. The White House believes North Korea recently sent the Russians a large shipment of weapons, something the Kremlin denies. Analysts say Lavrov's trip could be laying the groundwork for a visit to North Korea by President Vladimir Putin. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
An editor for Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, detained in Russia. This is the second American journalist arrested. Alsu Karmasheva is accused of failing to register as a foreign agent.
The Committee to Protect Journalists cited a Russian state news agency, which says Karmasheva is being held in a temporary detention center. She is accused of collecting information about Russia's military activities. She lives in Prague and was arrested in June at Russia's Kazan International Airport, where officials confiscated her U.S. and Russian passports. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Of course, Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich remains jailed in Russia. He was arrested back in March as an accused spy on Wall Street. Stock futures are mixed before the opening bell. In the baseball playoffs, the Texas Rangers finally lost after an undefeated start. Houston took Game 3 of the American League Championship Series 8-5, but the Astros still trail the series. Game 4 is tonight, and Game 3 of the NLCS. Philadelphia beat Arizona twice so far. In the WNBA,
Lady to the corner, Vandersloot.
The Las Vegas Aces won the WNBA championship a second straight year, beating New York 70-69 on ESPN. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Renovation of Carle Foundation Hospital's more than 40-year-old parking deck expected to continue through fall and possibly in the next spring, depending on the weather. Work on the five-level deck may be impacting as many as 120 parking spaces. The work underway is both a cosmetic and structural upgrade. A man is facing gun and drug charges after being arrested near the University of Illinois campus. A police officer pulled over a car Monday night near Green and Wright Streets in Champaign. The driver, Shandon Hilsman, admitted to having recently smoked cannabis. He was arrested after officers searched the vehicle. Well, Tim Sikorsky combined two things he loves, running and helping people in planning a new weekend event as part of his Eagle Scout project. The Monticello Middle School 8th grader organized a 3-mile fun run and walk set for Saturday at Lodge Park. The run will benefit the Bement Food Pantry and Willow Tree Missions. Food insecurity is a growing problem in the area. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim Miller, ESPN 93.5. We got homecoming week at the University of Illinois. We got Illinois football coach Brett Bielema moments away.
Yes.
Our meteorologist is Greg Solier. What can we expect for stuff this weekend, sir?
Well, my friend, I think we're going to be in good and great shape around here. Temperatures at seasonal averages for tomorrow afternoon's parade and for football Saturday as well. We'll get a little weak boundary to come through the area. Drop temperatures a few degrees here for the beginning part of next week. And then a big warm-up as the jet stream digs and drops down through California into the southwestern states and swings north and northeastward. That's going to dislodge the northern branch of the jet. And they're in line for a pretty sizable shot of some cold northern plains, northern Rockies, and probably the season's first big snow for sections of the Dakota, Southern Canadian Prairie. For those livestock operations around here, we do see a wetter trend around these parts mid and especially late next week. Probably some harvest delays at that time, but not the way the remainder of the fall season goes. Ample opportunities getting going just beyond the first couple of days of the month of November. Looks to be a little chillier as well as we approach Halloween. Out the door this morning, some shower activity making its way across east central Illinois. Back end of it's to about the Illinois River or a little east of there. So a couple of 2 or 3 hours of some light shower activity, 55 at Willard and Savoy. Later on today, we'll top out across the area at a high, well, generally pretty much seasonal for the time of year. That would put us somewhere at about 62, 63 degrees southwest wind. 49 with a stray shower this evening and another one after midnight. Might be a couple sprinkles tomorrow morning. Dry for the parade, northwest wind and 62. 64 kickoff time. Northwesterly breezes will be light and manageable for Saturday afternoon. Near 60 Sunday and Monday. Near 70 Tuesday into the lower 70s, and rains break out over Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
He is the head football coach at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. I am Stevie J. That is Diane Ducey. Yeah, it's Coach Brett Bielema. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Stevie J. How are you guys?
I'm good. So I'm painting the basement, right? So 2:30 kickoff, Illinois, Maryland. I'm listening to everything before the game. I'm listening to all the commentary on radio, everything on TV. I call my brother at 2:25. I catch you on the sidelines. Behind you is the great Ben Miller, and he looked like Mufasa. He had an eye of the tiger. I called my brother and said, I think we have a chance. He said,
yeah.
Why? He said, because everybody doesn't think we have a chance.
Right.
100% of everything was we can't win anything, and then you do that. What?
Well, I just guess that's why they played a game. We did feel good about the matchup. You know, obviously it's been a frustrating year on certain regards, but I thought our guys have gotten better and improved and really bought into what we're saying. And then obviously Saturday they went out and executed, but just puts us in a position hopefully to do more of the same this weekend. We got a Wisconsin team coming for homecoming, and I know the town will be excited. We're excited and look forward to the opportunity.
Well, you flipped the switch, man. You just, everybody went from, you know, over, it's over. I mean, criminy, your media partner wrote 10 ways why it's a lost season. I said, what are we doing here, man?
Right.
And then Brett Bielema and his guys do that in a gritty, kind of grinding way with weather so bad and all that. So anyway, that was awesome. Okay, so Wisconsin's coming in, and they're Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So they're really good. I just know that every game is good. There's just not a big margin between you guys and anybody else as far as I can see. And so you got your hands full again, but the guys got to feel some energy after this week.
Yeah, they've really been good all year. Obviously, from January when we started getting together to where we are now, had a lot of new parts. We had a first team meeting. I remember sitting there looking at a crowd of 120 guys, and 40 of those guys had never been in a fall camp with us, right? So a third of the team was new. We've kind of dindled, you know, pared it down to we really travel home and away games with about 70, 74 players. that kind of make up your two deep and a couple swing guys. And those guys have been awesome, have said, you know, all along we had some new guys come along. I thought the emergence of Caden Fagan and Aiden Lawford, two local kids that have really been a big part of not just last week's game, but the emergence of our season. Excited to watch these guys. Luke Altmaier just keeps getting better. Our defense continues to move forward and get a little bit healthier on all three phases of the game. I'm really excited for Saturday.
We got 100% of the law firm back, or is Keith Randolph going to be able to play?
Yeah, I don't know if Keith, you know, Keith and Reggie Love both just really, really good. And as bad as I want to have them out there on the field, they've been incredible with the young kids. I think that sums up our team at its best. Like, those two guys probably last week knew for sure they weren't going to play, probably about midweek, and the way they coached up and worked with those young guys. Now, this week, they're both really, truly on the verge of getting out there on the field. You know, it's a Thursday, and we were going to kind of test them out there today and see where they're at. But for the most part, I think our guys know whoever it is, they got to step up and rise to the challenge.
Well, I think the crowd's going to have energy, there's no doubt. And so you got Wisconsin. I think you're going to have a real home field. I wasn't sure, but then you beat Maryland, and then I said, we're going to have a home field. And that's fabulous, and it makes it homecoming so fun, man.
That's right.
It does.
And to me, yeah, Coach, your connection with Wisconsin from 06 to 12, does that give you a little bit of advantage, or is everything gone past by now? But maybe you have that incentive to beat Bucky Badger.
Yeah, you know, obviously I know it plays up, but, you know, I was there. Not only, you know, 7 years as a head coach, I was there 2 years as an assistant, 9 years of my life, got married in Madison. I think as I look back 53 years of life, you definitely are influenced greatly by the places you've been and, more importantly, by the people you've been around. But I think in this profession, this is my you know, second head coaching job in the same league, third overall in college football, been all over the place as an assistant in the NFL. And, like, you just kind of play them as they come. Luke Fickell took over that program, and you know, it's putting his mark on it now. But I would say that for us, you know, it's my time here at Illinois. It really matters, and excited for the opportunity, and more importantly for our fans and the people. I think it's going to be a beautiful day. It could be a little windy, but looks like we're going to be able to have a good day that I think everybody should be able to enjoy.
It's impossible not to root for Luke Altmaier. I mean, this kid is solid. Character, man of faith. This is a good man, and I think you're right. I think he's close to being dang good.
Yeah, Stevie, I think, you know, for the most part, you know, the kid that we recruited last year in January to the guy we see today has been the same guy every day. Really, really gives to his teammates. He's very direct in his relationships. You know, has a very, very good football skill set. As a quarterback, he's got the ability to throw all three passes. He can have the touch pass, the deep ball, and the intermediate. And, you know, with his legs, he can escape and make and create. And then now you give him a little bit of a running game. I think our O-line should be healthier than we've ever been for the fall season. So I'm excited for that. And then really, the defense and the special teams, the way they've kind of emerged, you know, and continue to get better, it's really helped everybody in general overall.
Okay, you never do our show without some Oprah, so here you go.
Oh, yeah.
So what would the 37-year-old Brett Bielma, who was single, coaching 24-7 except when you're golfing, then after the game in Maryland, you're shouting out to your wife and two little girls, you could feel the love. Yeah. What a different life. And I would think so much richer when you have it to share.
It probably, you know, at that point, you only know in life what's really made you to that point, right? And at that point, when I became a head coach, I hadn't even met Jen, let alone date her and get engaged and married. But, like, I think when life is so much more purposeful when, you know, the true driving force for everything that you have has nothing to do with you, right? And you know, although we had a little delay getting on a plane and weren't able to get back until it was after 11 when I finally walked in her house. And of course, Jen was up, but the girls weren't. But, you know, Sunday morning, they have them call down. They have little monitors in their room, and they came down and, Dad, can I come down and get in bed? I said, absolutely, right. And just to have that Sunday morning. And then we actually went to La Peep, yep, one of their favorite, yep, their go-to, yep, spots. So they're either going to be the Pancake House, La Peep, or some other various spot, but they wanted to have some funny face pancakes at La Peep, so we rolled in there, and that's today, to this message. Thursday is the first night that I get to be home for them with dinner and a chance to put them to bed. I don't really see them from Sunday to Thursday, so tonight's a really good night in my book.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's so much fuller when you share the love, and it grows and grows, and you've got that, and back when you were a cool dude, 37, head coach, doing great, winning Rose Bowls, and golfing and all that was fun, but man, it just, I found it to be
something
so
about family.
Much better life.
Well, and just what they say, my girls have been involved in a food bank fundraiser for, and it involves some of our guys. Mm-hmm. So my oldest daughter, Briella, she's her class is partnered with Alec Bryant, number 90, our defensive end, outside linebacker. And she was telling me about Alec, and I'm going, you know, baby, he's on my team. She goes, I know. Do you know him? Do you talk to him? I said, yeah, baby, I talked to him. And I took a picture of me and him. He sat right in front of me on the plane. I took a picture and showed her, and he couldn't believe we would talk. And it was just kind of that realness in that moment, you know. It was cool. Luke Altmaier is partnered with my younger daughter's class, and she had a picture of two canned good, you know, that she had taken to the food drive with Luke, and just to have that moment and be so precious on Beyond Things is pretty awesome.
That is so exciting. The punch list done at the new house, everything good for you to know?
I am in charge of nothing from punch list to grocery list. I'm on the show up list when I need to be there and can I be there, but yeah, we're real cool. We got Drake the other day. We're in business. We got looking like a real true American house.
Well, I know we had asked earlier, there was rumors about the Barbie movie, and are you going to check out that with your girls? Now you're probably in the Halloween zone on what to wear for trick-or-treating, huh?
Oh, that's I think my wife's all over that. She's got I think they're both mermaids. My daughter was she had a report the other day that was due. She was an elephant. I got a video of her giving a 15 fun facts about an elephant. I didn't know elephants had eyelashes or use mud as sunscreen.
That's
and
so cool.
Their punchline joke was, she said, do you know what elephants use to talk to one another? I said, no, what's that, baby? She said, an elephone. And she thought that was pretty funny.
Good stuff all around. It's awesome. Well, listen, we appreciate your time. We always like talking to you. I'm a big fan. I think you've got tremendous skill. And I think that when after the Nebraska game, just the way you sounded, I said things are going to change this week. I don't know whatever you did, it looked like a little different team, blocking schemes, all these other inside baseball stuff. But you can do this, man. I'm so happy you're our coach.
Hey, CJ, appreciate it, Diane. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Homecoming, IOL.
All right, ready for that time. Ready for that one. Brett Bielma, head football coach. But yeah, he's just the way. He got to the microphone. He was as joyful as a coach can be.
Great to see him smiling.
Just breathless a little bit. Just happy that you upset Maryland on their home field. First time we'd ever beaten Maryland in football out of how many tries? I don't know. Not a ton. And then he says, I want to say hi to my wife and girls love you. I mean, mm-hmm. on national television.
That's right.
That's the first thing he does. So it's, you know, he gets all the normal – you know, reporter, good questions about the team.
Yeah.
And then we tend to do a little Oprah on them. So.
There you go.
I'm interested in the human.
Me too.
Stuff. And I think you are too out mm-hmm. there. Just a little different, just to hear him, the way he stopped from the, you know, speed and quickness and got to do a blocking scheme. Yeah. You went into a guy.
Yeah.
A guy with a beautiful family.
Yes.
Okay, ESPN 93.5, want to check your weather. We've got warmer skies and windy, I guess, will be part of the thing on Saturday football.
Yes, and but we'll be at Pia's tomorrow after 3 and good weather for that.
Yeah, no, I think warmer.
Yeah.
And we only got one more after tomorrow, and maybe we'll be outside for that.
So if you're wanting to win tickets, stop by 1609 West Springfield Avenue and the basketball game tomorrow at 8 too.
We got tickets to basketball and football if you want to come by Pia's to see Diane. It is 8:19.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. A couple of bands of shower activity making their way across the Midwest. East Central Illinois included for the day today. Amounts will stay on the light side and may linger in sprinkle fashion into tomorrow. After that, good-looking weather ahead for Friday afternoon, the parade, and homecoming weekend across the area. Just a slight cool down for the beginning part of early next week. After that, big warm-up slated, increasing south wind, and we may trend into a wetter mode as well the second half of next week. In the meantime, a couple of showers around at times as the day wears on today, both this morning and a little more scattered this afternoon. 63 the high and a southwest wind. Maybe a shower in spots early and late night tonight too, low down to 49. Maybe a sprinkle tomorrow morning, then partly sunny up to 62 on a northwest wind. Saturday kickoff at 64 with a partly sunny sky will cool to 59 on Sunday. 60, up to 71 on Tuesday, increasing south wind. Showers are the forecast next Wednesday and Thursday. Highs in the lower 70s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
I'm Stuart Varley, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There's another sign of the job market's resilience. The number of new claims for unemployment benefits declined last week to 198,000. It's a nine-month low. The reading is not only down from the week before, but fewer than predicted. Continuing claims, the number of people remaining on benefits is little changed in the latest reading at 1.7 million. Jobless claims can be a reading of whether employers are cutting staff. However, a separate report indicates manufacturing continues to struggle. The Philadelphia Federal Reserve's gauge of regional business activity remained weak for the second straight month in October. American Airlines shares are higher. Its summer quarter was mixed. It's offering a cautious outlook. American is reporting resilient demand, though its load factor, how many people it's transporting, was below expectations. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week. Every week, we check in with Jimmy Failla, bring in authors for the book club, and even treat some of your favorite Fox personalities to a very special happy hour. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Kennedy Saves the World. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's what one shopper said about Pard's Western Shop in Urbana, 306 North Maple, between Main and University. He said, sure, you can find booths at some big box stores, but nothing like Pard's selection. They're unique, they're local, and they have an excellent store. So many people that visit Pard's in Urbana say the same thing. Pard's in Urbana, 306 North Maple, you can find the best boots in the world and shop local. Visit Pard's.com, Pard's.com.
Champaign Center Partnership is excited about fall events in downtown, midtown, and campus town. U of I Homecoming has fans coming after the Illinois-Wisconsin game for the Saturday night show at Market and Taylor, featuring the Tons of Fun Band from 6 to 9 as part of a special Saturday Night Live. Sun Stereo will be on a second stage near Poor Brothers and Tons of Fun over by Ferentz. Celebrate Homecoming Saturday night in downtown Champaign with Stevie J Broadcasting.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he had a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found.
The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
We are offering Jets Pizza.
Yes.
On the offer today for Stever. So $50 if you are interested in Jets Pizza, and obviously you are because you have to eat.
Absolutely.
But has anybody not had a Jets Pizza? 217-359-2255. If you've never eaten Jets Pizza, text in. I would like to know it. It's almost like who's not seen the movie It's a Wonderful Life? Who's not had Jets Pizza?
Right.
There are people that haven't had Jets
Pizza. I agree.
I'm just curious.
And there was a time where we were picking up the tab on office parties, and I want to say 3 out of the 15 that were at that office party catered by Jets Pizza.
Never
eaten. Hadn't tried it, and they were coming back. And they have so many different offerings when it comes to the salads and the boneless wings and the sandwiches. And it's kind of like a calzone. I believe they call them boats at Jets Pizza. But JetsPizza.com can get you all your options with the menu items. Once you win at the end of the day by visiting GoStever.com or texting in 359-2255.
Hope you enjoyed our Brett Bielma interview. He joins us, I don't know, 2-3 times a season.
Agreed.
And same for Brad Underwood. We usually have him on once or twice, mm-hmm. I think. So it's fun. It's just, you know, we do a little different interview.
And I put it out there, especially for Caden Fagan, since he's a Arthur Lovington Atwood Hammond graduate and has done so well for us. And Seth Coleman had the 3 sacks in last week's game. So, yeah. But, you know, navigating the players is a different realm these
schedule's
days.
Schedule's a little harder. I mean, you know, Brett Bielma has a set deal, mm-hmm. and that his guys know.
That's right.
And so he knows when he's available and when he's not. But, yeah, a little tougher. I've heard Caden Fagan talk.
Uh-huh.
And amazingly mature.
Yeah.
And it was just funny. The guy said, when they gave you the ball on the 1-foot line, what were you thinking? Score.
One answer. One word.
He said, no, I said, I get in the end zone, just trying to, which is right.
Absolutely.
But he's very honest and just very mature.
Great that Luke Altmaier joins us on Mondays. Thanks to First Federal Savings Bank, Crossroads Contractor Supply, Brian Hansen with State Farm, Carpenters Local 243, and Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. So fun to hear that conversation with Luke Altmaier.
Yeah, again, if you have met Luke Altmaier or you've heard him, it's just one of those humans where you just say, gosh, I hope he does well. It's very difficult if you hear him talk or meet him at all to not say, I don't like him. I don't know how you could ever. He is such a gracious, humble, nice kid. Very, very nice. So we've got him every Monday at 4:05 with Lon and Derek, right after the Jay Layman Experience, which is kind of what that is.
Exactly. And actually, he's coming to Pia's and will be like first out of the gate just after 3. Nice. And then 3:30, Kent Brown's joining, Martin O'Donnell, McLean Stahl bringing some gift cards from Game Day Spirit to give away.
So I could get a gift card, I could get basketball or football tickets.
Yes.
I mean, you've got them both.
That's right. We'll have people signing up to win and lots of goodies from Twisted Tea at Pia's.
Okay. Again, that's tomorrow's live broadcast starting at 3:00, mm-hmm. Be there. We've been having really good crowds. It's fun.
Yeah.
And Lon and Derek eat it up and love being there.
And we know people are working in the parade at 5:30. Yeah. The Grange Grove will host the pep rally at 6:30. There's a lot going on for homecoming. And the gala is tonight at Pear Tree Estates.
Yep. Okay. 8:29. How do you make fantastic wings on the barbecue smoker? Stand by.
Hey, Illini fans. It's the best time of the year. Homecoming. We can't wait to see you back on campus and at Memorial Stadium on Saturday, October 21st versus Wisconsin. Make sure to get in town early Friday for the homecoming parade and pep rally. Tailgating, family, homecoming, and Illinois football. What could be better than that? Get tickets at fightingillini.com.
Are you tired of getting the short end of the stick and always being stuck with cold water for your showers? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing is here to help. With current tax incentives and rebates, you can save up to $900 on a high-efficiency tankless water heater, unlimited hot water, and saving on your energy bills. It seems like the best gift you could give your home. With the current promotion of 0% financing for qualified applicants, you can't afford not to call. 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, the Brian Hansen State Farm agency right here in Champaign-Urbana can switch you over and you can start saving today. Our team is ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With the Brian Hansen State Farm agency, it's easy to switch and save. Just give our team a call at 217-344-1900 when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. President Biden back at the White House about to make another appeal to the American people tonight for $100 billion in war funding for both Ukraine and now Israel. Israel's ground assault on Hamas in Gaza may be delayed another day with another state visit from the UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. The House gavels in at noon. What's next after members failed to elect Speaker Jim Jordan a second time? Democrat turned Republican New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew tells Fox Business.
What I'd like to see us do is support Jim Jordan. If for some reason Jim decides that he's not going to go forward, then we have to find somebody in caucus and we have to support that individual.
On the presidential election, a Marist poll shows RFK Jr. running as an independent polls more support from Trump. Kennedy takes 16%, Trump 37, Biden 44, handing the race to Joe Biden.
Here's a look at local news. Illinois State Board of Education is ordering transition of all students out of three facilities owned by Menta. The order was issued after the facilities in Springfield, Centralia, and LaSalle began operating without state approval, all three operating as therapeutic day schools for students with significant social-emotional disabilities. Illinois providing tax relief for individuals and businesses affected by the conflict in the Middle East. Impacted taxpayers may request to waive penalties and interest with the Illinois Department of Revenue if they cannot file their returns or make timely payments for income, withholding, sales, specialty, and excise taxes. Rockford native joining the Green Bay Packers, the team signing running back James Robinson to the practice squad. Robinson attended Rockford Lutheran High School, where he was an all-star football player. He was originally signed as an undrafted free agent out of Illinois State by the Jacksonville Jaguars back in 2020. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Ben Ave is Saturday. Weak weather system on the move over the next 24 hours or so. A little drabble of rain here and there. No big deal with fall field work harvested in mind. And just getting around, the system should be out of here by tomorrow morning. Leaving us high drive for homecoming weekend. Good looking weather for the parade as well as football Saturday. Kickoff temperatures there will be in the low to mid 60s. Slight cooling here over the back end of the weekend. A bigger, broader warm up and a wetter trend mid to late portions of next week. A couple of showers around this morning. And iffy and spotty this afternoon. Lots of dry hours at 63. Southwest wind. Shower chance early and late night tonight down near 50. Tomorrow, a couple sprinkles in the morning. Then partly sunny 62 on a northwest wind. Football Saturday kickoff temperature about 64 with a northwesterly wind and a partly sunny sky. Highs near 60 for Sunday and Monday. 71 Tuesday in the lower 70s. And shower activity picks up for Wednesday, Thursday, and perhaps Friday of next week in some cooler weather as we get closer to the Halloween holiday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
And now, a brand new show called Smoke, where we help you with your grill and making the best meat ever with award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott. Smoke in Tim's grill. He's the best brisket maker ever. Smoke in Tim's grill. And now award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott, still talking about the Terre Haute win on this brisket, second and chicken.
Unbelievable.
Tim Onstott, I know. I mean, that's just isn't that easy. How are you, my friend?
Well, great. We're riding some momentum. So before we get down to the smoke, I need to tell you something.
Yeah.
Dedicated Diesel is running a 30% off sale, Donna calls it the Spectacular Savings Event, on Dixie Chopper lawnmowers and Rhino Ag cutters through at least the end of October. So we need to get some of those out of the way so that we can get room for the 24s coming in.
You said 30. That's a lot of those.
That's 30% off of some of the discounted prices already.
Man. So, all right. So if you want the fastest, if you're into commercial at all, even if you just want to go fast on your yard, you need to get one of these, man. That's awesome. Okay, Mr. Tim Onstott. So I think you're going to be around on Saturday, aren't you?
Yes, we are. It's going to be a fun time. We're going to cook with some friends and get some brisket and ribs out for their little party. And I think there's going to be right at 100, a little over 100 people there for to put the pressure on me.
I mean to tell you, I you know, and it's obviously a private tailgate. But where are you going to be?
No, right. Under the orange and blue flag.
I'll just find him.
I will, too.
I'll be smelling that brisket.
Smell it out.
So, wings. Wings. And
It's fun to come to Urbana, but the problem is I always get a pass to Lot 31, but I never get tickets to the game.
Well,
why is that?
Cover that for you if you want.
Right.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go to the game, I got you.
I wanted to pass on a tip for tailgating that is easy to do. Actually, I have to credit my son TJ for filling me in on this process.
Yeah.
I tweaked it just a little bit for him. But if you have a smoker and want to do some good quick wings for tailgate.
You said quick because that's my lexicon of thought. I want it fast, man. So why do you do quick?
Well, quick for me is 3-4 hours.
Oh.
And
this is why he's the number one brisket maker in the world. He has patience.
But you want to get some good quality chicken wings, not the real little 50-cent wing night wings or the great big wings that some of these restaurants put out that are full-size chickens. But you want to brine those for 8 to 12 hours in a good poultry brine.
I know it, but I'm just testing you. What's brining? What does that mean?
Brining is basically the starting of a cure. It's getting the salts and sugars into the meat.
Ah.
So and it tenderizes the meat.
So I'm doing that overnight?
Yes, okay. You're doing that overnight.
Okay.
Then you want to season with your favorite seasoning.
Okay.
I mean, we use What the Cluck, and yes, I said cluck, and Zero to Hero. Okay. Are our two primary rubs. That Tony Chesheries that we've talked about before, that is good on chicken wings, too.
Chesheries is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sophisticated. I've been leaning on Lowry's seasoning
salt. For Mike Anderson.
I'm pretty sophisticated.
Salt.
All right, so I'm doing the brining, I'm doing the seasoning, then what?
Then we want to put them on the smoker and smoke them to 175 degrees.
Okay.
Chicken is done at 175. They're edible at that point. But to add the final touch, the great thing, you get your turkey fryer heated up to 350 degrees, get the oil in it heated to 350 degrees, and flash those suckers a bit to half and get a good crispy skin on the outside. Send your sauce. We have sweet, hot sauce that we use for chicken in competitions that is great on the wings. Mm. It's a secret. I can't tell you. Donna would kill me, and then she'd kill you. But it's a sweet hot sauce, and it just makes excellent wings. People will go nuts for them.
Okay, so this is the wing deal from Tim Onstott. He's an award winner and pit master. So we need to get this kind of online, like at our website, where we repeat the recipe on and that kind of stuff.
Get it on steviejay.com. Yeah. Hit that button about Tim.
Yeah.
I mean, in this last competition, you did get second in chicken and first in brisket, so you know what you're talking about, Tim.
Well, sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. We'll be headed to Pine Bluff, Arkansas next week see what I do know.
Woo! And that's
guys will be there.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is the big boys, huh?
Yep, but it's so big, we've got to go down a week early and rest before we do it.
Well, the good news is you're a big boy. That's it. You're one of the guys, man. You're one of the award-winning guys, man. Not easy.
Yeah, there's a little target on our back in brisket, I think.
I'll bet
that.
And I'm looking at the picture that you sent to you and Donna and all the trophies and your outlaw smoker grill.
Looking
that
good.
Looks so cool.
Looking good. That's awesome.
Yeah, we'll talk to you from Hot Springs, Arkansas next week.
Can't wait. Good. Tim, you the man. We appreciate you. We'll see you Saturday.
Thanks, guys.
That's Tim Onstott, Dedicated Diesels, 30% off the Dixie Chopper till the end of October.
Yeah.
And then Gail Frerichs Trucking. Everybody wants to drive for Gail Frerichs Trucking.
So in Urbana, it's 1313 Triumph Drive, I believe.
Past Farm and Fleet on North Cunningham, Route 45, and then left on Triumph.
That's right.
All the way to the end, and it's the road stop, so you'll find it.
Out by Frasca, Route 45.
That region. Mm-hmm. All right, 840.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, it's Stevie J. So I took my mom into Audubel, owned by Jeff Hanley, who owns 13 locations around Central Illinois. She's had so much trouble hearing for so long. Audubel, A-U-D-I-B-E-L, for hearing. And some of the new technologies, they've got AI now for some of these hearing aids, and they're virtually invisible. It's unbelievable, and it helped my mom. It helped her incredibly. We've been to other places. This is by far the best place I've ever been in for hearing help. Go to audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L. If you want more information about Audubel and how Jeff Hanley and his amazing culture and amazing team that they have, go to audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L, audibleteam.com. You'll be so happy you found Audubel. Amazing work. They got a location in Champaign. Go to audibleteam.com. That's audibleteam.com.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less. Well, it's called Empower Illinois. Anthony Holter, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just was curious. A rally at St. Thomas More, Save My Scholarship Coalition calling. What is this? Calling the Illinois legislator extend tax. I don't know anything about this.
Yeah, I'd be happy to share more, Stevie. This program called the Invest in Kids Act. It's actually been around since 2018. And really simply what it does is it provides kids throughout Illinois scholarships to go to their best fit private school, K-12. And it's focused on kids from low-income and working-class communities. So kids and families without scholarship support would not be able to access these great schools. So that's the scholarship side. That's the most important part about kids, making sure they can get into schools for them. The way that it's funded, the way that it works, is donors make a contribution. We turn those dollars into the scholarships for those students. And then donors in return get a 75% state tax credit for their donation. So we've seen it really drive significant dollars to kids and families throughout the state over the past 5 years.
I got you. So if you don't have a tax credit, less incentive to give.
That's right. So the tax credit is a great way to actually amplify giving. We hear from donors all the time that they're do more because of the tax credit. So they're even more generous than they otherwise would be. And it's a great incentive as well for donors who might not think that they can give a lot, but can even give more because of the tax credit. But just to be clear to your listeners out there, this is a program that that all Illinoisans from all walks of life participate in. Our most common donation is $1,000. You start stacking those up, and pretty soon you have a scholarship for a kid to go to a school.
Okay, so this is probably being nixed by, what, the Illinois General Assembly then?
That's right. So the program was always designed. It had a sunset when it was passed,
yep.
5 years. We got a one-year extension a couple years ago. And so without action from the legislature, this program will sunset at the end of this year, December 31st, 2023. We won't be able to raise any more dollars. And why that's important is because without those dollars, we can't award scholarships.
Yeah, I get it. But you are in a blue state. That means there are unions and teachers and things like that, that they want everybody to go to the public schools, I guess. Is that the thinking?
Steve, this was a program when it was passed, actually with bipartisan support. It was part of, you remember maybe in 2017, we were at a budget stalemate, and there was a big piece of legislation that came through in August of that year, and it really increased education funding for public schools and for and created this program. Mm. That passed with bipartisan support, and actually since that time, we've had a couple bills passed as well with bipartisan support. We believe this is a strong bipartisan issue. The majority of Illinoisans, regular folks like me and you who go about our daily business doing what we do and love, they love this program as well. So it's got broad bipartisan support, which is great.
Tax credit. Somebody texted in tax credit to get hope. Okay, I'm sorry, tax credit to get people to buy an EV, but not to educate our kids. That's true. Yeah.
Right.
I got solar panels and get a tax credit, but I can't help the kids go to school where they want to go.
Yeah. No, Stevie, the environment's important, certainly, but I would argue that a more important investment right now for our future is in the hearts and minds of kids getting a great education to unlock their full purpose and potential. Yeah. We know that happens in these schools. And I'm happy to share, too, kind of in the broader Champaign area. I know a lot of your listeners are probably on their way to work now and in their car. All time since the beginning of this program, almost 600 scholarships and $3.4 million have been invested in the community, which is remarkable. At the same time, right now, this year, there's 193 kids on a wait list. I mean, they're in line waiting for a scholarship saying, if I can get these dollars, I want to go to this school.
Sure.
So, the impact has been incredible, but the need still remains great.
Got about 30 seconds left. Rally today, what time?
At 6:30 p.m. Okay. At St. Thomas More.
Yep. Okay. And Anthony, how can people learn more about what you're doing at Empower Illinois?
Great. Thank you. They can go to empowerillinois.org or savemyscholarship.org. And at savemyscholarship.org, they'll learn more about what this broad statewide coalition is up to and find ways to get involved.
Hey, thanks for your time, Anthony. Keep up your good work.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You as well. ESPN 93.5, Anthony Holter, Empower Illinois, on the Tavis Join phone line. From computer systems to brakes and tires too, at PDR, fixing cars is what they do. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 or use their dedicated text-only line at 383-0619. Additional information, including repair quotes and online scheduling requests, available from the website at pdrauto.com. Remember, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Are you tired of getting the short end of the stick and always being stuck with cold water for your showers? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing is here to help. With current tax incentives and rebates, you can save up to $900 on a high-efficiency tankless water heater, unlimited hot water, and saving on your energy bills. It seems like the best gift you could give your home. With the current promotion of 0% financing for qualified applicants, you can't afford not to call. 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 435120.
The world's largest sports book, ready at your fingertips. The Circus Sports Illinois app is ready for action. Now you can download, fund, and bet like a pro from anywhere in Illinois. CircusSports.com. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
Tavins Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at TavinsTowing.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign-Urbana Saturday, a couple of bands of shower activity making their way across the Midwest. East Central Illinois included for the day-to-day. Amounts will stay on the light side and may linger in sprinkle fashion into tomorrow. After that, good-looking weather ahead for Friday afternoon, the parade, and homecoming weekend across the area. Just a slight cool down for the beginning part of early next week. After that, big warm-up slated, increasing south wind, and we may trend into a wetter mode as well the second half of next week. In the meantime, a couple of showers around at times as the day wears on today, both this morning and a little more scattered this afternoon. 63 the high and a southwest wind. Maybe a shower in spots early and late night tonight too, low down to 49. Maybe a sprinkle tomorrow morning, then partly sunny up to 62 on a northwest wind. Saturday kickoff at 64 with a partly sunny sky. Will cool to 59 on Sunday. Monday high 60, up to 71 on Tuesday. Increasing south wind. Showers are the forecast next Wednesday and Thursday. Highs in the lower 70s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier. Yay.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, get the whole store.
Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County has been bringing people together to build homes, communities, and hope since 1991. To date, Habitat of Champaign has built 118 homes, but the need for safe, decent, and affordable housing is greater than ever. When you donate your time or money to Habitat or make a purchase from the Habitat Restore, you are empowering local families and helping them achieve the strength, stability, and self-reliance they need to build a bright future for themselves. For more information about Habitat for Humanity of Champaign, please visit CUHabitat.org.
Urbana's Market at the Square has been cultivating a vibrant scene in CU since 1979. Get to know your farmers bringing locally harvested honey, crafts, jewelry, art, fresh-cut flowers, plus produce including fresh leafy greens and root vegetables, fresh baked treats, and a wide selection of proteins. Going on now, every Saturday, 7 a.m. till noon, rain or shine at Illinois and Vine, it's Urbana Market at the Square. Find Urbana Market on Facebook or urbanamarket.org.
Are you tired of getting the short end of the stick and always being stuck with cold water for your showers? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing is here to help. With current tax incentives and rebates, you can save up to $900 on a high-efficiency tankless water heater, unlimited hot water, and saving on your energy bills. It seems like the best gift you could give your home. With the current promotion of 0% financing for qualified applicants, you can't afford not to call. 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
Always a pleasure to talk about Donnie up in Long Branch Steakhouse here in beautiful downtown Gifford. Well, you know what, friends? It's never too early to make your Christmas party reservations at the Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford. They are taking party reservations for December. Dates are filling up quickly. Don't be left out this year. If you want a fabulous night at the Long Branch for your office party, get it done now. Connect with the Long Branch Steakhouse and book your Christmas party. Long Branch Steakhouse, beautiful downtown Gifford. Sure like that music.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you're gonna book, I mean, he doesn't have a lot of dates left, but it's 54 seats, and it's just the best.
You're just taking over the restaurant on one of his off nights.
Yeah, we've got our date. So.
Bringing on the staff, having a great time.
Yep, it will be fantastic. We've done that. This is our third year.
And if you're a fan of meat, it's Donnie. I mean, was he a butcher?
I don't know.
Either now or in a past life. I just know he can, like, cut it and make it perfectly.
I take the big ribeye with the mashed potatoes. I want the macaroni and cheese. You got to throw in some
salad and the frog dressing.
Yeah. And then the Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
You put something on the Brussels sprouts and make them really good.
Grilled asparagus is wonderful.
Yeah. No, it's just all. Oh, anyway, Long Branch for your Christmas party. Very unique. It's in Gifford. And it's your building when you're there, so it'll be really fun. All right, tomorrow I'll call Brother Johnny and Ed Martin tomorrow. So we're going to make up what we missed yesterday with Johnny. Going to right out of the gate at 7:05. So if you don't need coffee, you'll get this.
You'll get the jolt on the radio.
Or if you do get coffee and you do Ed Martin, Brother Johnny tomorrow, 7:05, good luck.
Riveting radio here on ESPN 93.5.
Fire you up.
Love it.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Thank you, Diane Ducey.
Enjoy the day.
Our Stever is Jets Pizza. Go Stever.com. Brian texted in and said, I've never had it. So, Brian, you register. Get one of these $50 deals I'm giving away.
Love it.
Go Stever.com. Thanks for listening. Meet you tomorrow. I'm Stevie J. Have a great Thursday.
Hey, Illini fans, it's the best time of the year. Homecoming. We can't wait to see you back on campus and at Memorial Stadium on Saturday, October 21st, versus Wisconsin. Make sure to get in town early Friday for the homecoming parade and pep rally. Tailgating, family, homecoming, and Illinois football. What could be better than that? Get tickets at fightingillini.com.
This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Curtis Orchard with You Pick 'Em Apples. Randy tells us more.
We grow about 31 different varieties of apples, and there are a lot of new varieties. You know, when we started, you still had this sort of standard old favorites. Old Delicious, Red Delicious, Jonathan, a few other varieties that were lesser known. But now the apple industry has become much more gourmet in its taste and selectivity, and the apple breeders have become much more experimental in what they try and what they find works. It's not like genetic modification, but it's more like they look for really obscure varieties to cross with one another. Came up with the Honeycrisp apple. And there's another one that isn't as well known, but it's done very well for us, and that's called Zestar. We call it a cousin to the Honeycrisp because it has one of the parents, but it has a little different flavor, a little different season to it. But those types of apples didn't exist really 30 years ago.
Curtis Orchard, open 9 to 6, 11 to 6 on Sundays. CurtisOrchard.com.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at TaylorBoys.com. That's TaylorBoys.com.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Like every bank, there's a time every day when we stop making loans. But at Iroquois Federal, we never stop making a difference. Thanks to an amazing team of employees who give back to their local communities all over Central Illinois. From hospital boards and local school programs to Kiwanis and the United Way, Iroquois Federal employees donated more than 1,000 volunteer hours last year. And we'll do it again next year, because the only thing we like more than making a loan is making a difference. Iroquois Federal. Still friendly, still local, still here. Member FDIC. I see Equal Housing Lender.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Hey, it's Stevie J. We have another Stever offer for you today. Now, it's a program where I, Stevie J, give you money happily so you can go try stuff at wonderful businesses. Today's wonderful business is Jet's Pizza. You've had Jet's Pizza, right? Is that not fabulous pizza? How about I give you $50 to go eat some Jet's Pizza? They got this homemade sauce, the never flash frozen cheese. It is so fresh. It is so delicious. And I'm going to give you $50. All you have to do to try and win my $50 bill is go to GoStever.com. GoStever.com. And if you're not a member, you can join and also enter. You'll get an email tonight if you're one of our winners. And then you'll have 7 days to go eat your pizza and then give us a little feedback as to how they did. It's the Stever for today. All you have to do is go to GoStever.com if you want free pizza. $50 to Jet's Pizza at GoStever.com. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.